I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, brought to you by Zero Res. They don't use soaps or harsh chemicals to clean those carpets like most carpet cleaners do. Right now, schedule your carpet cleaning. $33 per room. Some minimum supplies, so search Zero Res online for details.
Well, this is a real story, and we're going to New Delhi for this story. A retired Indian couple is suing their son and daughter-in-law, demanding that they produce a grandchild within a year or pay them $675,000. These two retired individuals are 61-year-old retired government officer, said it was an emotional and sensitive issue for him and his wife, and they cannot wait any longer. His son is a pilot, was married 6 years ago, and this is the quote. We want a grandson or a granddaughter within a year, or we want our compensation, because I have spent my life's earning on my son's education.
It doesn't take a lot of education to make a grandchild.
He said that Prasad has said that he spent $47,300 for his son's pilot training in the United States. And he said, the main issue is that at this age, we need a grandchild. But these people, talking about his son and his daughter-in-law, he said, but these people have an attitude that they don't think about us very often. We got him married in the hope we would have the pleasure of becoming grandparents. It's been 6 years since the marriage. It feels as if, despite having everything we have nothing without a grandchild. They're going to sue for $675,000 if they don't produce a grandkid.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to hold up in court, but I don't know. Maybe over there in New Delhi, it might.
Is this just a bizarre thing?
Yeah, that's a bizarre story.
But it is absolutely for real.
Yeah.
This is a real story, and I was like, what would force you to be so upset with your kid? You're like, God, it's been 5 years. Is a grandkid that important?
Look, I mean... I don't really want to throw this out in the universe, but like, you know, my oldest is going to be turning 20.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Might.
But I'm not like looking forward to that day at all to where,
You got a great
kid. When he gets married, that's really going to bum me out because that's going to make me feel old. And when they have produce a grandchild, then that's really going to make me feel old. Like, I don't want any part of that. That sounds awful.
I'm definitely not going to sue my kids to get one.
No.
Like, if they're choosing just not to have a kid because they want to be fiscally responsible, then it's like...
I'm like all for that. Because when you start having kids, then that means... and especially in this day and age when real estate is ridiculous, then that means your child and their spouse and that kid might come live in your basement, and that sounds really awful.
There's a good likelihood.
I definitely want no part of that.
You're going to have a screaming, crying baby in your house. Everybody I've ever talked to says, grandbabies are so much better. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I'm not a granddad, so I don't know. But people claim that having grandkids is the absolute best. Well, you can give them back when they have a pooey diaper. Well, you don't have to pay for their formula, which you can't get right now.
Yeah, well, that's awful.
Yeah, it's getting really bad. I can definitely see some of the benefits, but then you always ask the question, do they make noise and divert my attention away from my TV show? Yes.
Yes and yes.
Well, give me the positives.
I mean, the one benefit of having older children is that they can go do other things. You know,
yeah.
you can send them away and you can watch your television program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know.
Now they do get more expensive, but you know, there's upside. All right, well, that's our good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
You want me to handle this? We talked about this yesterday. We don't need to bring this up again. Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, arrested and was charged with second-degree criminal tampering with a domestic violence enhancer. All right, so what happened here? Well, Jerry Jeudy, the mother of his child, was trying to leave. She's trying to move to Maryland or somewhere like that, and she was trying to leave. Jerry Jeudy did not want her to leave, so he locked a car seat, her purse, and a couple other items of hers in a car, his car, so that she was not allowed to leave. Jeudy was released with full contact allowed between him and the woman. Even she said, I didn't really want any trouble. I just wanted to get my stuff back. Per his attorney, Harvey Steinberg, who added the judge stated there was no probable cause to believe that there was any threat or use of physical force against the victim. She even admitted that there wasn't really, she didn't feel threatened, but that she just wanted to get her personal items back. So there you go.
So this is just about him not letting her have personal items?
Yeah, that he locked, and including the car seat, too, which is obviously...
I had no idea you could get arrested for that.
That was my thought, too. Maybe there's more to this, but that's the details that have been released so far.
All right, well...
No physical contact was made.
I think your tweet is probably right, then.
The charges, much like balls thrown his way, will end up being dropped.
That's a good tweet. You left it, right?
I did. Yeah, I left it.
Did things get ugly for you?
No. I think people realized.
People took it the way it was supposed to be.
Brown said Jeudy prevented the woman from retrieving several items, including the woman's wallet, medical information for the child, and car seat. She said she wanted to go back to Virginia, but could not leave without those belongings, telling the deputy she did not want to get Jeudy into trouble, but just wanted her items back. So, there you go.
Well, it sounds like it was a mature conversation.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Doesn't that sound
about
like
this? Jerry Jeudy probably should have been arrested and detained just for being a moron.
For being a brat.
Look, if she wants her things, you got to give her the things.
Just give her the things.
Don't be. Mm-hmm. Which was really awkward because yesterday the NFL schedule release came out. And you know how these teams do these big grandiose video productions and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
The Broncos released theirs yesterday, and Jerry Jeudy had a role in it. Like he was.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, that's awkward. Bad timing. All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
Well, this is kind of a serious situation, and Sidney Crosby, who is kind of the backbone of that Penguins team, is now going to be out of Game 6 with a concussion. The Penguins were leading, Scotty, 2-0, and he attempted to continue the game after receiving this concussion or this hit to the head. Went to the locker room with 5:43 remaining in the second period of Game 5. He did not return for the third. New York ends up rallying from behind and ended up the night with a 5-3 win. They avoided elimination, and now the Penguins hold a 3-2 lead in the series. But Sidney Crosby is out for the entirety of Game 6.
Whew.
So he's your captain, he's your scoring leader, he's all everything. When you talk about the NHL, he's one of the few names that I can always mention or I can always bring up. For the most part, people know who Sidney Crosby is. And not having him in Game 6 could be a real problem. How about New York? He goes out with a 2-0 lead, and New York rallies to a 5-3 win. And it's an elimination, their back is against the wall. But they push it to a 3-2. No Sidney Crosby for game six. It's a bad deal.
Mm. Yeah. I want to watch more hockey, and I always tell myself I need to spend more time watching this.
I'm right there with you.
And I don't do it.
I'm right
and
there
I
with
should.
You.
Like I love game seven hockey, you know, playoff game.
I do too, but I don't. Why is it?
I need to search it out. Well, okay.
It's difficult.
Well, it's different. First off, this is the thing hockey's got to figure out. Like, even if you take less money, you got to get on ESPN. Like, you've got to, these playoff games need to be on bigger platforms. Find a way to get a game seven on network ABC or whatever. Like, find a way to get it out in front. You don't want to go digging around trying to find games. And I think that would certainly help, because a lot of us kind of stumble into things because we just, it's on ESPN and you just go to ESPN and there it is. You know, if it's on NBC Sportsnet or CBS Sportsnet, you know, are you really going to be trying to find that? Probably not.
Yep. You know, honestly, probably not. The Penguins Rangers game six without Sidney Crosby is on TNT. I'm with you. I always tell myself, hey, you're going to go watch more of this postseason, NHL postseason. And then for one reason or the other, I watch for a minute and I lose interest, and then I forget about games. Even in Game 7, I'm like, oh, man, Game 7 in NHL, because it is thrilling when you sit down and watch it. But for some reason, the NHL just does not have the pull and cachet for me.
I know, and it bums me out.
Do our listeners watch a lot of NHL postseason?
You send out a poll. Do you watch NHL postseason?
I'll send out a poll on that.
Because you know what we know? Polls are fun.
Polls are a good time.
Polls are fun.
We've learned that from Jake Scott. Polls are a really good time. Am I going to send this out on Twitter or on Instagram?
On the gram. Oh, no, on the Insta. Sorry, Megan. Megan, correct me on that.
But come on, polls are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Good job, Megan.
Way to go, man.
That was quicker than Lloyd ever would have got it out there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think in the world of professional sports postseasons, I even watch more baseball than I watch NHL. Like, I'll watch a couple baseball series every year.
Yeah.
Or at least portions of a baseball series every year. But for some reason, the NHL, man, it's just,
I have a hard time with it.
But they are the tougher
athletes. Exactly.
They're tougher and they care.
Like, these are dudes, like, NBA players pretend like they want to fight. NHL players actually want to fight. Like, these are tough dudes. They're extraordinary athletes. And they deserve it.
All right. Poll question is released. You can find it at 975Hants on Twitter. And it's very simple. Do you watch NHL postseason? Should I leave many options, or just what do you think? Just yes or no?
Yeah, I'd say just, yeah. Simple as that. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.